With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there are new developments from south of the border in the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America dispute.
Mexico says it's waiting for a new response from Google to its request that the tech company fully restore the name Gulf of Mexico to its Google Maps before filing a lawsuit.
Y que por eso en Estados Unidos el nombre del Golfo de México se ve Golfo de América.
During a news conference Monday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum shared a letter from Google saying the tech company will not change the name after President Trump declared the body of water the Gulf of America. Sheinbaum says the mapping policy violates Mexican sovereignty because the U.S. only has jurisdiction over around 46% of the Gulf, the rest controlled by Mexico and Cuba. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge will rule quickly on efforts to block Elon Musk's office from accessing sensitive data. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
14 states are seeking a temporary restraining order to limit Musk's power in President Trump's quest to downsize the federal government. In a court hearing on Monday, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan questioned the authority of Musk and his government efficiency office, but was skeptical of a request to block Doge from accessing sensitive data and firing employees at half a dozen federal agencies. Chutkan said she would rule within 24 hours. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A badly injured child is among 19 people who were injured when a Delta Airlines plane flipped upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport. The airport confirmed on X that an incident occurred Monday with the Delta flight from Minneapolis and that all 80 passengers and crew are accounted for. Video from the scene shows the jet upside down on the snowy tarmac. This is SRN News. It's not all bad news out there, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new report from the Center for the Study of Global Christianity highlights several encouraging trends. For one thing, the faith is growing. There are more than 2.6 billion Christians on Earth, and by 2050, that number will probably top 3 billion, about one-third of the global population. The Bible is also available in more languages. In 1900, just 228 people groups had a New Testament translation. Today, it's 2,500, with more on the way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram released its list of the most popular religious sites on Earth, and a historic church sits at number one. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris boasts more than 4.7 million hashtags, the most of any religious building or location. The Gothic masterpiece attracts more than 50 million visitors every year and just recently reopened to the public. This is SRN News. A food program for soldiers is under scrutiny.
A new report finds that out of $225 million collected by the United States Army for a food program for soldiers last year, only $74 million actually went towards food. The money is taken from their BAS payments. It's used to cover residents and food costs. The Military.com report found that Fort Stewart, Georgia, obtained $17 million from soldiers, but only spent $2.1 million on food, meaning 87% of food funds were redirected to other projects. The investigation comes amid reported food shortages at Fort Carson, Colorado, where some soldiers say that one dinner consisted of lima beans and toast. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis named his former chief of staff James Uthmeyer as the state's attorney general. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.